Peace and blessings, family. Peace and blessings. Great to be back in the beautiful city of Muskegon on this Thursday afternoon. Big Rob is in the building.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right, all right. Got celebrity guests. Celebrity guests today. The one and only, the big man on the block.
Man. Rob.
J.R. Graves in the building.
Man, I ain't nowhere. How you doing, man?
We're doing good. It's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
Because the Black Tie weekend. It's a holiday weekend. You got people flying in, the hotel. I try to get a hotel suite. They booked.
Oh, man.
Like, it's Black Tie weekend. You got to book this stuff in advance. You know, Muskegon County Airport, they flights is full. Because of you, man.
No, that's because you came back from Africa with the whole tribe, like Zamunda.
That like
brought back Zamunda.
Man, so this weekend, tell us about it. How many times have you done this now?
Ooh, the Black Tie. This is more than 10. I stopped keeping count because I stopped for 3 years because of tours and shows. But we were previously on 10. I think it was actually 11. I made a mistake. So now I just started calling 25. But I didn't really need to go back and check. But this, it's been over 10 years, man. The love from the city has been amazing. And I'm so excited, man. I'm really excited. We haven't done it. And people been crying about it. Just saying that, like, they've been really mad at me. Like, hey, we know you're doing your thing on the road, but, man, don't forget about us back home. Like, and that's my thing. That's what made me want to do it. It was just a hunger for it, getting dressed, you know, since we're not doing the Beat Awards.
This is better. The Black Tie is it. No. It's like,
no.
The next level.
The Hoodie Award. Listen, you had the Hoodie Award. You brought all the type of celebrities in. One of my first hosting gigs, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. I saw some footage of you hosting the black carpet.
Yeah, with
red carpet. Was it black? I don't know what color.
I think it was black. Red carpet.
Red carpet the first red year, and then it was black carpet.
Yeah, me and Tanika Harris. And I remember. Shout out to the whole Chapman family, with the late Glenn Chapman, man, my big homie.
Classic.
Speaking of him, he was my first musician. For my Black Tie, that year was real special.
Music director,
man. He brought the whole kit and caboodle for me, man. I think that was probably the best one. The first one is always the best one because everybody, in my opinion, it was just so epic. You know what I'm saying? You've seen so many people in there. We literally it was 500 people at the Watermark.
Wow,
that was absolutely insane. And I was only 23, man.
You're 23.
I think 23, 24. Yeah. Because it was right after the Beat Awards.
Okay.
Won Social Media Impact.
So. Still killing it.
Hey, man. God is good. God is good, man.
They got a name award after you now.
Oh, man.
So who should come, man, this weekend? Any tickets available?
Yep. So we have tickets available right now. Man, first of all, Muskegon has been showing out. Not only Muskegon, Grand Rapids, Lansing. Got people coming in from Texas for the holiday. They're just going to stay out through the whole holiday, but they're starting off with the Black Tie. So tickets are available right now at Urban Apparel. That's in Muskegon Heights. Then we also have it online at jrgraydesigns.com. Right. All the VIP is sold out. All VIP is totally sold out. I didn't want to go too crazy with it. Because it was my first time back. If I knew what I knew now, I would have opened up to 100 people instead of just the VIP. 50. but right now, yes, we do have tickets available for the Night of Elegance, man. This is going to be just simply amazing. They're $50. So I'll just tell you about the Black Tie, what made me want to do it. The Black Tie, I felt it was a need because, I think the more elegant we show ourselves in the community, the more respect we get amongst ourselves, not so much showing the world, but for ourselves to be able to put on a suit and tie, not only at a court date or a funeral or, prom, but the night where you can step out and have fun, enjoy yourself. If you've seen many pictures that I've posted over the years, the Black Tie is always a grand, spectacular event. I ain't gonna lie. Fine women, handsome black brothers. They come out, they put that stuff on, they show out. Yeah. And every year is just very spectacular. This year we're doing it really big. We're honoring three individuals from Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah, so who y'all honoring this year?
So this year we're honoring Torianto Burt. He's an entrepreneur.
Kenny.
Of the year for us that, you know, I wanted to do a little different. He's been in the community for a long time doing what he does, MUA, helping out the children with their dance routines, just always a social person. People love him. If you know him, you really love him. Just who he is unapologetically. Also, we are honoring Darius Mitchell. He has been in the community doing his thing.
Good people.
Honestly, setting a standard for what young black brothers need to be when it comes to business and being professional. Of course, we can go all day with so many different ones, but with him, he literally set the bar for so many. And then last but not least, the Black Tie Excellent Award is going to Miss Mimi Rankin. You know, if you know Mimi, you know she's a hard worker. She puts on so many things in our community and is in charge of a lot, too. And if you are in the business of entertainment or just in the business of organizing mm-hmm. in a way, she's up there with the best, like Paul Billings. You know,
what I'm saying? That's the GOAT. That's my big sister. I call her for advice. Like, maybe people don't know. You see, she do the Festival Park. Yeah. People thinking that's a city.
Man,
that's her and her family come out of pocket.
Yeah.
And there's no money being made, family.
No.
Zero.
No. Like, she literally.
That's a give back moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been a part of it for the last 2 years, and to see it up close and personal, I don't want to say struggle, but struggle. To deal with people,
naysayers,
to deal with people who want to argue and give her a hard time, made me love her even more. You know, that beer tent go crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we'd be having to push and shove to get in there and make sure that thing goes right. And, you know, she does all that, bringing the acts and just making sure people are entertained from the beginning to the end. It's a work of art. And, you know, every year it gets more and better and better. So I think I picked the right time and the right PR person to do it, especially with this coming back. And like I said, man, this might be one of the biggest ones I've done. Like I said,
you at Fricano's, right?
We're at Fricano's downtown Muskegon, right on the water. Decorations are amazing with the light and frozen water looking back at you Christmas time. It makes you feel like the 90s Christmas.
Yeah.
It makes you feel real good. I'm excited about it because one of the main things that we want to do is just showcase the beauty, the style of individuals from Muskegon. One of my big sponsors, Hamburger Mikey, Tim Taylor.
Okay.
Got to give him a big
shout. He's been out here, man.
Yeah, man. He has, man. We have done a couple community give backs and things like that for the city. I can't say enough about him. Also, Bryant Briggs, another one of my sponsors. And then so many other ones that have donated and bought tickets to just give back to people. One of the things that we're trying to do, we're taking a portion of the proceeds and we're going to go buy a hat, gloves, and coats for the young people. I think that's always a necessity. Good. I know, you know, I can't, you know, cover the whole, you know, homeless or in need population, but I feel like one at a time.
You can do something. Every little bit helps.
You know, I'm a very believer about, you know, you were hungry, you gave me meat, thirsty, gave me drink, I was naked, you clothed me. You know, that's the motto for Total Man Ministry. Even when I'm doing what I'm doing right there, we just talk about that. You know, Bishop Wells put it on me, showed me the right way. And that's just something I carry on with what I do in my spare time. And plus, it's just a feel-good moment to see so many people come together. So at Fricano's, from 6 to midnight, we will be partying, dancing, and honoring individuals.
And you did say beautiful women, right?
Gorgeous women. Let me take that back. Gorgeous, beautiful.
Beautiful.
And sexy bad.
Sexy.
Sexy bad. Oh,
and how's the vibes? Like, how's the energy up in there? They not acting all, don't say anything to me.
Well, no, I mean, you got to make sure. Now, you know, women going to be women. You got to make sure, because they're going to be either.
Because when your vibes are good, you're like, I vibe with everybody. Yeah. I don't care how you look.
Yeah.
You come up, you speak, you vibe.
For sure.
Keep that. We can hug. I dance with you, no matter
what. Right.
Some people can get stuck up.
Well, sometimes, you know, women, you know, it's all about the pictures nowadays. They want to take pictures and all type of flicks and selfies, and you know, you gotta give them their space. So once you give them their space, then they
give them their space.
Get a couple of drinks.
That's what happens. You go to some party, everybody be on their phone.
Yeah.
What? That's not the energy. You come to vibe.
We come to vibe. So that night, first of all, we got DJ Q89 on the ones and twos.
Who's the heck is that? Why would you do that?
Man, got this little cheap bar.
It's over there. It's over, Rob.
We got one of the barges.
It's done.
Done. He's part of 2-for-1 deal or something.
He wanted the barges. You know what I'm saying? We got
he's actually Morris Day's son.
Morris Day's son. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's Morris Day's. If you want to get Morris Day, you better talk to his son, Q89.
So no, I'm happy to have my bro, my dog on there. Then also we have Jalicia, who is out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's an upcoming artist that's been blowing up on the scene, her and her live band. So we have another live band. Live entertainment. We're going to do, you know, different giveaways throughout the night. Shout out to Tiffany, Terrell, For helping me with the her and her team, helping me with the decorations, Chalet Floral and the whole staff at Fricano's. Of course, my lady Mickey has been helping me with everything I'm doing and how we're getting it all together. And you know, my team of people, man, the whole JR Gray staff that's been doing it for me for years. We have an official after party at Moody's, the one of the nice newest spots in Muskegon, downtown Muskegon Heights. We're gonna do that there. That's gonna be going on all night while the black tie going. It's ladies love R&B vibes on us. So we're gonna have something for everybody. We got people coming from all over. So I'm really excited about this. This is gonna be, the energy's back. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
the energy's back. But I'm gonna tell you right now, PA, my age, even though you think I'm young, at 37, is a big difference from doing this now at 37 versus when I used to do when I was 24, 25. My energy is different because I get sleepy quick. I used to be able to go. Man, it's hard doing.
See, they said when you start making money, you sleep better. Sleep, you know, you ain't got worries no more. So
that's
sleep.
Really why. That's why I sleep.
Worry about no bills.
You go to sleep. Wake up in the morning, look at the interest rate.
Well, that's the reason why. That's the reason why I said I ain't making no. I ain't made enough money because I ain't sleeping. I just made a pause. I'm off 2 hours of sleep. Now we got money. You can pay people like how you do. Like you go to Africa for 3 months. Africa for 3 months.
I'm surviving off Bitcoin. Big Rob. Can me and Big Rob.
See how quick shit.
Forex.
Crazy.
Forex. High risk taker. Can OGs like me and Rob come? Can old folks like me and Rob come? Because I know you're young.
You're going to draw a young crowd.
Yeah, even though the girls look good.
When you're saying young, make sure you understand you're young is in the mind no matter what age.
Yeah,
you know
that's true, that part.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So being young is a way of saying you know, you're scared. Don't be scared. You ain't got to be scared.
Oh, no. I can blend in, but I just want to see what the atmosphere like. Is it okay for OGs like me and Rob?
So, if you ever been to Mayorial Ball, you know what I'm saying, in Washington, D.C., or any New York or anywhere like that, or you've been to the Beat Awards, you know, you have all ages, right?
Yeah.
So, that's exactly what it is. A night for everybody to dress up.
Yeah.
It's going on for 10 years now. I mean, you go look at the picture, you see everybody from my mama been in there. Woo. All the way to people younger than me. You know, it's something that brings the city out. You have to be dressed to the nines, being suit, tie, you're not jeans, no t-shirts, none of that.
Right.
You know, we were asking politely, again, you know, suit and tie.
Those are
ladies and gowns and dresses. We don't make you feel out of place.
So Paul can't show up in one of his African outfits.
Well, you know, that is a
form. It's dressy.
Because I got some outfits I can pull up.
That is technically formal. I've seen it. You know, I've seen it happen. So if you want to,
I have somebody even wore yet either. Waiting on opportunity.
PA for you. You can put on a dashiki and you come in there and have the flowers getting dropped at your feet like you really are from Zamunda, which you are.
Like they do when he goes there.
Yeah, he's a prince or he's kingdom of this.
I have to get some African girls that come there with me. Oh, yeah, dude. Gotta have two. You know what I mean? Because if you just have one,
it don't look right.
Grab two of them.
PA runs. He runs a part of Africa that we don't even know about. You know, he has the privilege to just call. He's talking about go get.
There's only 5,000 people though, Jared, in that park.
In that park,
it's over five. They told me you was up to 10,000 people.
Listen, 10,000 people in one area—that's a lot of people. You bring 10,000 right now outside these buildings, it's gonna be called. Drama, helicopters, everything.
Right.
But for you, PA, you know, you guys are more than welcome. What you guys done for me in my whole career since starting, man, is I can't tell you guys enough. And big salute to 103.7B. PA, if you guys don't know, PA is the person that trained me media. I stayed up late night watching the underground video show, trying to understand what it is to be a personality on and how to interview people. So if you guys know, you know, I do a lot of stuff with, you know, in the industry right now. A lot of that, my hat tips off to him and my aunt Tanya.
Woo!
So being able to host these events and things like that, it was because of people like him and her for me to be able to dream big and take this around the country, but also make sure I stay at home and grounded for the community so that way we can get a taste of it. I'm on a variety of hats, graphic designer to especially a father. But to curate an event like this on a level like this is such a blessing. And I totally take it I take it from you guys, Rob, everybody here at the station. It's just been, you know,
family, bro.
Yeah. Uncle John, I can't forget Uncle John.
The bishop. I need to get to talk to the bishop.
Yeah, I ain't seen him. Man, you know, he rich. Now, that's who sleep all day.
He down in Turks. Man, ready to.
Hey, whenever you get, listen.
Down in Turkey.
Let me say this. Uncle John out here, got our movie out here, Black Man.
Yeah.
Got people hitting me up, following me. I'm like, so whenever we get them coins, Uncle John, go ahead and throw me a.
John got his own money.
Listen, wait.
John got his own money.
John out here, millionaire. You know, I got to be with him sometimes.
And speaking of that, I just got to put it out there. Since we talking about TV, your boy did. I haven't seen it yet. Somebody hit me up from Orlando, said they saw me on Merit to Medicine.
Oh, where you on that?
That was the when they did the party for Dr. Contessa. Me and Uncle John was down there. I didn't know I was gonna make the cut, but somebody hit me up. Saw you on TV.
Yeah, you paid them. You know you're gonna make the cut. You paid them. No, I didn't pay.
I signed a waiver that they're filming. I'm subject to be on there.
They know you. They know you royalty, so they definitely gonna get some ratings over there.
We had on the '70s outfit, so I really wasn't comfortable. You know,
that
I got from Amazon.
Why?
Because I put zero effort into it, Jay. Really? I was just showing up to support.
You gotta show me a picture. Yeah, we get off our ass. Yeah,
zero effort.
I need to see a picture.
Because it's like it's '70s, man. Like I don't know what they was vibing in the '70s.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't.
I'm 30 over there, bro.
Oh, okay.
Just joking. Anyway, we want to buy some tickets for JR. We're gonna buy 4 tickets to give away on your social media platform.
For sure.
So we do 4, and then I'll see if any other staff want to come. I'll pay for them.
For sure. I definitely love it, man.
And as long as you say the ladies are looking good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. If they don't look good, you can come slap me in my face. I'm letting you know. You can come slap me in my face. And call me Uncle's Monkey.
No, I know they're looking good. All right. Where can they buy tickets again?
You can. So tomorrow is going to be the last day that you can get them at Urban Apparel. Just so you don't have to run over capacity. Tickets will be. We gotta pull up something to be at the door. At the Black Tie Online, will go all the way up until Saturday morning. There will be upcharge at the door if you do not. Get them on time. So I'm encouraging everybody to go do it. Like, of course, you know, everybody here around Muskegon and right here, you know, we like to be, you know,
last minute.
I ain't saying you said it. I was gonna say put it forth enough effort where they have to do this last.
It's everywhere now. Yeah. That's not just a Muskegon thing.
Yeah,
it's happening in the white community now.
Oh yeah,
it's happening in the Black community now. Yeah. They don't adapt this from us.
Not the white community,
bruh. I'm talking to them promoters.
Yeah,
they're biting their nails right now.
Yes. Pulling what little hair they got out.
And we got Trump done made it tough for everybody.
Man, he made it hard. So they
got to get their hair did. They got to get their outfit.
Yeah, so that's what I'm
first.
That's it.
And then, first.
And then they got dates. I'm gonna get, like you said, hotel room. Someone come up from out of town.
They gotta figure that out.
Yeah, they gotta do all that.
I'm not gonna go out. Got no place to stay. Gotta figure that out. Yeah. Then they gonna get their tickets.
Right.
Friday. Your thing is gonna be blowing up.
I know.
Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding.
And that's the thing. I'm gonna have some tickets on hand, so you guys can call me, inbox me 231-830-5385. That's 231-830-5385. You definitely can hit me up. You know, I'm gonna be moving around the city. I have some of the greatest people helping me with the event. Like I get a chance to relax a little bit tomorrow because we're gonna do the decorations and everything early. And that way I could just kind of relax and, you know, spend some time with my family.
Well, you got Torianto being honored. I'm quite sure most of the women in Muskegon buy from him.
The whole Watson family show up. You shouldn't be no tickets left. I forgot I got Torianto. And then Mimi got a big family. Them good people, man.
Yeah.
Them very good people.
So every year, that's what we plan on doing. We plan on picking 3 people in our community to do that the same way, and we got a couple, you know, surprises that we're gonna be doing during the event.
That's good.
Like I said, the live band is gonna be immaculate. The food for the VIP and the seating section, you know, every year, we had to delegate that because, you know, everybody don't want to eat. So that's the reason why I'm like, hey, you know, everybody eat. Well, we have a small dinner for the VIP, for the people who are not going out to eat beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just that ticket prices for the ambiance of something that's a week.
Because it's only $50, right?
Yeah, $50, man.
Why so cheap?
Well, because I know that's a
You're not going to have the heat on in there or something?
Yeah, we're going to have the heat on. We're going to have the heat on. We're going to have our beautiful.
It'd be enough black folks in there to generate a whole own heat. You gotta turn the heat off. Put it down to 65.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
You gotta go up on that, man.
I gotta stay there because I don't want to go. I don't want to go too high.
Man, they got money, man.
Well, they do. I just want to make
sure these people got bread, bro.
I do, but I feel like $50 is a promising ticket. It's not too much. It's not too less. It's
too cheap.
And that way, I could make sure that everybody can get in. You know, just $225. Like my man said, $230.
They can dig in their sock and find that little short change in their sock.
So I'm excited about it. PA, listen, when I say I can't say thank you enough, every time I come here, I have to give you your flowers. What you have done for this community and what you continue doing with the only black radio station here. It might be coming trying to cross over into the airwaves, but ain't nobody staying consistent and giving us what we need, like how you've been, man. And you've just been unapologetically black and doing what you need to do and not settling for less, man. So I just got to give another big shout out to you, Rob, and the whole station here at 103.7 for always allowing me to come on here and give my voice and my opinion. Also being calling me a fake celebrity.
You're a real celebrity.
No, I'm fake celebrity. Fake.
And the bank account says that. Oh, you're welcome. Man. Welcome, Jay. I'm proud of you. We're gonna buy these tickets and going back to more music. Thank you for being you. We love you. So proud of you.
Too, man.
Going back to my music after the